Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Howley, H-A-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 4/25/81. Mr. Howley is a 41-year-old gentleman who had a history of subarachnoid hemorrhage approximately 2 years ago. Patient since then has been left in a paralytic state. He has a PEG tube. He can nod his head from time to time. He speaks very little. He is no longer able to swallow, no longer able to eat. Has a 16 French PEG tube, which his wife uses for medication and for his free water and Jevety, J-E-V-E-T-Y, tube feeding period. In the paragraph, he's aphasic. He appears to be in pain and has severe anxiety related to his current status. His wife gets him up in a wheelchair from time to time, but most of the time he's in bed 24 hours a day. He's total ADL dependent, and he wears a diaper. Since he cannot use Foley catheter with history of chronic or recurrent urinary tract infection, period. In the paragraph, he has developed a sacral ulcer, stage 2, and the buttocks also on the right side, also stage 2, in desperate need of air mattress and wound care, period. In the paragraph, after his subarachnoid hemorrhage, he had a burr hole, he had drainage, had a repair through his groin, which has been successful in as far as further aneurysm and bleeding is concerned, period. Socially, he's married for 20 years, has an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old, was a heavy smoker and a heavy drinker in the past. Period. Family history, an aneurysm in a cousin, a mom and dad, a patient with a strain from his mom. They live out of town, and dad passed away some time ago. Surgery, the only surgery he's had is tonsillectomy and shoulder surgery, and, of course, everything related to the subarachnoid hemorrhage. Review of system, as above, patient's medications include amantadine, baclofen, Claritin, Colace, Pepcid, Lamictal, for seizures, nystatin, Xanax, Xanaflex, Ritalin, propranolol. Patient's wife is in need of a neurologist to be able to prescribe some of these medications for him at this time, period. At the time of evaluation, patient appears very spastic, mild to moderate discomfort. He does have a history of chronic diarrhea off and on as well. He appears pale and with the weight loss and protein calorie malnutrition consistent with his chronic state. 100 over 60, pulses 99, respirations 20, heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, abdomen, soft, PEG tube present, stage 2 decubitus ulcer, about the sacrum and right-sided buttocks covered. Quite spastic, not able to move upper and lower extremity. His hands are at a grasping state, period. In the paragraph, number 1, decubitus ulcer. Number 2, patient needs air mattress. Number 3, we'll have wound care, see patients at home since patient is no longer able to go to wound care. And it's quite taxing for patient to leave the house. Next time, he's definitely homebound. Next number is seizure disorder. Next number is recurrent urinary tract infection. No further Foley catheter at this time. Next number is pressure ulcers as above. Next number is dysphagia. Next number is wife is having some trouble with the PEG tube. We'll use Coke, C-O-K-E, to see if we can relieve some of the obstruction. Next number is seizure disorder. Next number is severe spasticity related to subarachnoid hemorrhage. Next one is multiple procedures related to subarachnoid hemorrhage. Next one is high risk of sepsis. Next one is overall prognosis is poor for this gentleman. Next number, discuss findings with wife at length and patient and given her ample time to ask questions. Next one is we'll try to get the PTOT, home health, and the patient and air mattress for patient ASAP. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I need to put down. Let's put down diarrhea next number. We'll keep an eye on this for now. Next number, short patient, how do you flush the the 16 French tube at this time? PEG tube at this time. Thank you.